Spanking is one of those forms of consequence or punishment that you actually ought to talk to the child about and explain to them that you love them and this is why you're doing that. We're going to talk about that today.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and yes, this controversial topic about spanking, we spent 2 days on it. Why it's so controversial, the Bible does talk about it, and actually God says it in the book of Proverbs several times. And yesterday, speaking about if you can't stay controlled and calm, maybe spanking isn't the right way of punishing your child.
Well, you'll end up doing something like hitting. And there is a difference, you know, and I think some parents would say, so aren't I teaching them to hit when I'm spanking? No, you're not teaching them to hit because you're not hitting them. You're calm. Hitting is something that you do out of rage, you do out of self-defense, you do out because you want what you want. It's a very different thing. Mm-hmm. It's usually a dominance, and it's usually an intimidator rather than a consequence. When you're walking down the hall calmly to get a wooden or Tupperware spoon, and you're coming back, and you're spanking a child once or twice on the bottom, and you told them this is what's going to happen if you continue this behavior, it's totally different, and you're not teaching a child to hit. And the amazing thing is your child then, after being spanked, reaches up and says, hold me, mommy. It's the most astounding thing.
Yeah.
It's like they get it better than we do. Illustration. In our home, when you're in bed, you're in bed. Don't get out of bed. Stay in bed. When you're in bed, stay in bed. And at night, I'll come down the hall and give you a hug and do whatever. And I came down the hall to Roby's room one night. And Tori would always, is a light sleeper. You walk into Tori's room, it'd be hilarious. She would wake up almost all the time. Roby, you could go in his room and start the lawnmower in his room. He's not going to wake up. He's just a different kid. And so he's usually sleeping perpendicular to his bed when he was little. And
right.
I go in there and I always turn the light on in his room when he was asleep because it just never woke him up. And here's this little 3.5-year-old and go into his bedroom and the bed's empty. There's nobody in his bed. And I hear him in his closet playing with his things. He's in his closet and he's got his little G.I. Joes.
Cute.
Yes.
Sorry.
And I open the closet door and he looks up at me and he's got his Superman jammies on with his Velcro tabbed cape on the back. And by the way, if you have a child and they don't have Superman jammies or Spider-Man jammies, that might be child abuse not to let them have that. That's absolutely
by
awesome.
The way, for your information.
Yes, yes. And so I pick him up, and he's kind of looking at me, and I said to Roby, I said, Roby, if you get out of bed one more time tonight, what will happen? I'll get a pank. I said, that's right, bud. Please don't get out of bed. Please don't do this. Stay in bed. I rub his back, give him a kiss, leave the room. Now, some parents would say, well, why is this important? Why is it so important to stay in bed? I want my children to learn to obey me whether I'm there or not.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be there with them sometimes when they're driving the car in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to learn that no matter who's egging them on, whether for Roby is his G.I. Joe's calling to him from the closet or his friends in the car, whatever it is, obey,
mm-hmm.
obey.
Mm-hmm.
I never made it so they couldn't question. Can I ask why? That's not a problem. You can ask me anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kissed him goodnight, left the room, and had to wait for about 10 minutes. And come back down the hall. And sure enough, 10 minutes later, I came in. He was out of his bed.
Wow.
Back in his closet. I turned on the light in time to see a 3-foot Superman flying back to the bed.
Which is why you got him those jammies.
That's right. And I leave the light on and walk back down the hall. Lights left on. And I hear him say, Daddy, Daddy, please don't spank me, Daddy.
Aww.
Yeah. And it's breaking my heart.
Yeah.
It's breaking my heart. And I come back with the Tupperware spoon. The orange Tupperware spoon that one of them, I think it was Tori, hid for a while. We couldn't find it. And I spanked him, yes, once or twice on the bottom and stayed in the bedroom with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the correction was the spanking, but now we've got to reestablish the relationship. And he's reaching up to be held. And I said to him, honey, why did I spank you? Why did Daddy spank you? Because I got out of bed. So I wouldn't have spanked you if you didn't get out of bed, right? Right, Daddy. So you chose, right? Yes, I did, Daddy. Okay. Now, I want you to know we're done here. I'm not mentioning it again. You're forgiven. It's totally done. And if he wants to bring it up again, what? What are you talking about? It's done. I want to teach him about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm,
I want to teach him about the forgiveness of God. So I want to put a plan in place that helps him get, we're done. And I'm going to lie down in bed with him for a little bit and his animals, we're going to play with his stuffed animals and on his way back to sleep, done. But mm-hmm. I did come back down the hall again in 10 minutes to make sure he was still in bed, and he was in bed sound asleep. I want to help my children any way I can resist the temptations, mm-hmm. resist the temptation to get out of bed. And initially, I can't talk him through that. I can't give him the verses at 3.5, 4 years old. I can't mm-hmm. do any of those things. And so I have to give him a consequence. Mm-hmm. And I want it to be a consequence that's quick. I don't want them to wait till Saturday for a consequence. And when it is a direct defiance of authority, and I've given you every opportunity to obey me and you didn't obey me. Mm-hmm. And I gave you the warning and you didn't. Mm-hmm. Because I want them to practice that no means no. So I want to put that plan in place.
Now, I've heard of parents with, you know, even very small kids doing things, getting up, that they'll just flick a baby softly, but mm-hmm. they sort of start to connect that, okay, I shouldn't be doing that because every time I do right. that, I get flicked. How about those spur of the moment ones where your child's doing it right in front of you, they're reaching over for the hot stove and you smack their hand?
Right.
Is that considered spanking?
I think first, well, that's considering rescuing the child's hand.
Right. Well, what if it wasn't something dangerous,
yeah,
maybe?
I think that you stop the child, mm-hmm. you tell the child not to do that, mm-hmm. and you tell the child, if you do that again, if you reach for that again, I will spank you.
So you always give them a warning.
I don't want it just to be a punishment. I want it to be a training. I want them to think through. I did that. I did that to myself. I did that.
What if they did it before and they're just repeating the same consequence, 4 hours later? Okay. I mean, they're repeating the wrongdoing.
So, Roby, what happened the last time you did that, honey? I got a spank. So why would you do that again, honey? Don't do that again. I came in your room tonight and you were out of bed. Now, 2 weeks ago, you got out of bed. What happened? I got out of bed and I got, he always called it a pank. I got a pank. When it's your youngest, you're not quick to correct their sentences because it's so cool. Yeah. And I got a pank. I said, don't make daddy do that again.
So you always give them a warning again?
Yes. I want a thinking. I want a thinking. I want my child to think. And some would say that in itself is there's so much anxiety in that to, okay, I really want to do that. But if, I don't want to spank them just as a reaction. They did that because they saw it. They're children. I want mm-hmm. them to think through the process. And mm-hmm. I want them to think, if you do that, you get spanked. I want to put a plan in place that teaches the thinking process. That's training. I don't want to just manage their behavior. Mm-hmm. I want to be a training parent, not a manager parent. And I want them to stop and realize, if I do this, this will happen. So why would I keep doing this? I'm not mm-hmm. going to do it. So yeah, I think in most cases, the first time I'd give them a warning and say, if you do that again, honey, you just threw food on the floor. You do that again and you'll get a spank.
But you consistently give warnings too if it's spread out enough.
I want them to think. But you know what? Your barbarian's going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to do it because they're going to do it and they're going to look you right in the eye and it's awesome. And so be prepared. And if you're a pleaser parent like Rosemary, Rosemary probably never got spanked her whole life because she does everything right.
She's awesome.
And so she just could not believe that Tori would look me in the eye and put that juice cup right on that antique table. She just, you know, even though she was told. And
right.
I walked her out of the came back and boom. I have to do it though, and I have to be calm. I have to be calm.
You just sound like you were calm all the time, I know life just isn't like that.
Then
sometimes.
I have to say, go sit in your room. I'll be there in a minute. I need to calm down.
Okay.
I don't want them to see an out of control parent, and I don't want to do something that I regret later on. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to fear me. I want them to love me, but I want them to know I'm all in on you enough to correct you.
But shouldn't they fear you a little bit?
They should fear that I will follow through. But when my children see me coming, I don't want them to, you know, that old statement, what do your children see when your children see you coming? Mm-hmm. Do they see ridicule? What do they see? I don't want my child to, when I reach out to put my arm around my child, that he's not sure what's coming.
Does that have really deep consequences later?
Well, I don't want him to fear my arm, my hand. That's why I think God said, go down the hall and get the rod, get mm-hmm. the spoon. But they need to get that I love them so much. You know, there's a lot of passages in the Bible on fearing God, and the fear is in awe. Mm-hmm. We need to be in awe of this God that's mm-hmm. our Father. And there's a passage I was studying this past weekend on Moses, where at the burning bush, where Moses didn't get it, just wasn't going. And it says that God was angry with Moses.
Yeah.
It's an anger with Moses, is not just his disobedience, but what about me, don't you get, Moses? If I say this mm-hmm. is going to work, It's a frustration. Now, first we need to know, it says in Psalm 139 that God knows everything we're going to do before we do it. He watched us being developed in our mother's womb and knew everything before we were going to do it. And so he knew that was going to take place. It's just a breaking of his heart of the sin in Moses' life that caused him not to trust God. It's the same where it says Jesus was angry at the Pharisees when they threw the woman caught in adultery at his, while he was teaching, actually. They interrupted a teaching service. And he was just angry at them. What about you guys? And your sin has robbed you of compassion. And his anger, it's for us. If he was really angry with us, he could turn us into a dust pile.
Right.
We're done. And with my children, I want to be disappointed, but I don't want them to fear. I'm terrified of my dad. No.
Not that fear.
I want them to know that their dad loves them enough. I will follow through.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the parent. And it's not a privilege to be a parent. It's a high responsibility. I will follow through. And so when I say no, and you're 3 and 4 years old, I don't know how else to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And for that child who is nothing is working, then it is a spanking. And I think you do warn them because I want them to know you brought this on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the minute you're finished spanking, you put the spanking spoon down or whatever you're using, and your child's already reaching up for you, and you reach up and pick them up and give them a hug and tell them you love them, and I'm sorry that you made me do this. You chose this when you continued to do that behavior after I warned you not to.
Mm-hmm.
I want to stop this behavior in its tracks and give the child a whole fresh start here rather than me be out of control, enraged, let it go on for hours, and I'm yanking this child places and doing horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
I want to stop, but I've got to be calm. I must be calm when I do this. If not, I hear you, that I need to tell the child, sit down. And once having Tori sit down on the couch, and she said, what are you going to do, Daddy? And I said, I'm not sure right now. And she said something to the effect, well, do you think you should pray before you decide? It was awesome. Yes. Because as parents, we make mistakes. So I want to stop and think through this.
Well, and you got a 3-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a brand new baby. And like the kids are going nuts and you have to attend to each one. And, you know, the whole warning system. I mean, sometimes it's just not, well, it's not practical, but
it's
you would
difficult.
Say it's
difficult. And I have to have realistic expectations as a mom as to what I can accomplish. And if there is a husband in the home, he has to have some understanding. He has to continually help to understand she needs a break. Take that 3-year-old and go do something the minute you get home. And we also need to understand this. If that child is in daycare, that child's under a totally different system, not as responsive because there's too many children in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that child has learned a dog-eat-dog pecking order in the daycare center. And so you're going to get home a child who's not really been in the best environment for growing up, understanding proper respect for authority and a proper respect for the rest of the people in this home.
Mm-hmm.
And so little wonder that I'm taking something away from my 1-year-old brother. I've been told not to. If you do that again, the way you did that, you could hurt him doing that. You do that again, I will spank you. I love you, and that's why I will spank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do not do that again.
And you always kind of remind them, I'm doing this because I love you.
I love you. Do they get it? No, they get it later on.
Right.
But I want them to know I love you. And I know you're mad, and I know you think I love your baby brother more than you. I have a bigger responsibility with him right now, just like I had with you. But if you push him down again or you do that again, I will spank you. And see, he pushed him down in rage. I have to be calm or I'm out of control and doing just what he did.
Right.
If you're not calm, it almost defeats the purpose of what you're doing. It's a choosing to stay calm. We've got to put a plan in place where I'm confident in this plan. I've given you this warning.
And just a quick question, because I know we don't have too much time, but is it better to have one parent that's always disciplining?
I do not think so.
Okay.
I think the parent that's there is the parent that's there. I think the thought, oh, we're going to wait till your father gets home, I totally abdicate my responsibility when I do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want my children to respond, we are one flesh. It doesn't matter who's in the home.
Mm-hmm.
I think whoever's there needs to do it. And yes, I think probably my children would have rather been spanked by Rosemary because she's a mush. But I think to wait till dad gets home makes it sound like you're not really in charge and mom really is in charge. And so whoever's there needs to do it in the whole spanking scenario. I want to help my children know ahead of time, if you do this again, you will be spanked. And I've got to prepare myself and be calm as I say.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you're interested in more resources about parenting, maybe with that difficult child, including the topic of spanking, you can find them on Sheridan House Family Ministries' website. It's shfm.org. And you can hear this program again, Facebook it, tweet it, share it with your friends, even listen to it on your free Android app that's now available. You can find that at parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow as we continue to talk about spanking here on Parenting Today.